My mom was from Springfield, Missouri, and my dad was from Springfield, Minnesota. So they were both from the same town, but in different states. And they married in Missouri and made their home in Kansas City. My mother was always very, very healthy. But 15 years ago now, she began to falter. And by the time they did figure out what was going on, she really had cancer almost everywhere. I was able to spend a lot of time out there in the suburbs of Kansas City. I remember sitting with her one time. She said, "Cheryl Marie, you're looking like you're sad." And I said, "Well, I'm sad about losing you." And she said, "Well, get up here in this bed." So I climbed up in the bed with her, and she said, "Now, I don't want you to be sad." And I said, "Well, you are not the boss of me, and I am going to be sad." And she said, "But I'll still be around." And I said, "Well, you probably will be, but I won't have any way to know it." And she said, "Well, we need to develop a way that you'll know when I'm around." And she had always loved butterflies. And I said, "Well, how about if I know when you're around by the butterflies flying around me?" And she said, "Well, that's what we'll do then, and you'll know when I'm here because I'll be a butterfly." And one time when she was in between visitors, she said to me, "You know, I just don't know how to do this." And I said, What do you mean? What is it you don't know how to do?" And she said, "I don't know how to die." And out of nowhere, I remembered it. How they used to teach us to water ski when we were little kids. And they would always put us on the front of their skis and pull us up with them on the front of their skis. It was a great trick, and it was a great way to learn to water ski. And I always had a really hard time with letting go of the rope. So out of the blue, I said to her, "I think it's a lot like letting go of the rope." And that's what she ultimately did. And we had about 6 or 8 weeks between the diagnosis and when she actually died. And two of my friends from high school showed up at the funeral, who I hadn't seen in probably 15 years. And both of them were wearing butterfly pins. And so I knew she was around. I knew she was around. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.